In Colombia's capital, Bogota, most people rely on buses to get around, but passengers routinely put their lives on the line. Drivers speed through red lights and they stop on the wrong side of the road. They're so reckless that they've racked up nearly $500 million in traffic fines. Now some politicians want to collect. John Otis reports from Bogota.
As salesmen hawk tickets at the Bogota bus terminal, passengers brace for adventure. That's because Colombia's bus drivers are infamous for ignoring little details like speed limits, no passing zones, and the law that bans passengers from standing in the aisles. Maria Estrada, who was about to embark on a three-hour bus journey to the city of Girardot, says she's seen drivers pull all kinds of stunts. I've had some really bad experiences, Estrada says. Drivers go very fast. They pass other cars where they shouldn't. And here in Bogota, it's a free-for-all. Drivers point out that they work long hours on traffic-choked streets that have no designated bus stops. People can flag down buses anywhere, a leading factor in traffic accidents as buses lurch to the curbside, then screech to a halt. Adding to the chaos, street vendors and musicians climb aboard, turning the aisles into a kind of bazaar. But drivers say the main problem is money. Instead of fixed salaries, the privately owned bus companies pay them on how many passengers they pick up. The result is what some call the War of the Pennies, a mad scramble on the streets as drivers try to snag as many 60-cent fares as they can. As he negotiates Bogota's rush hour traffic, bus driver Wilson Morris says he earns 150 pesos, about 7 cents, for every rider. If he followed the rules and seated everyone, he would earn $15 a day. But by allowing people to stand in the aisles, he can double his wages. You do it to make more money, Morris says. He adds that if he didn't bend the rules, he'd go broke while angering his employer, who reaps the lion's share of the daily take. Because they're always breaking the law, Wilson and other drivers are easy targets for traffic cops. Though many officers are simply angling for bribes, they've also handed out tickets worth nearly $400 million. One driver has racked up $50,000 in fines. A single citation can cost 2 weeks' salary, so drivers usually ignore the tickets. And due to faulty record-keeping, collection is spotty. But now, the Bogota City Council is trying to recover some of the money by offering drivers a grace period and deep discounts. Councilman Fernando Lopez has sponsored a bill in which drivers who pay just 10% of their fines on an installment plan could clear their records. Recovering even a small fraction of the money, he says, would help. It's very important because this money could be used for schools, healthcare, and public works projects, he says. We can't just forget about it. Bus driver Wilson Mora likes the idea. He owes about $900 for 10 traffic tickets and wants to clear his record so he can get a job with a better-paying bus company. The Bogota City Council is expected to approve the measure this week. For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota.